on the house. Today, we're exploring how the real estate market in northern Minnesota has grown. Joining us is our host, Jesse Davis. He's a local real estate agent with Move It Real Estate. And today, also joining us, Greg Anselmo, founder, co-broker, and co-owner of the Edge of the Wilderness Real Estate. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, glad to be on. Mo, are you there?
You bet. Thanks for having me, you guys.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, it's been a wild year. Greg and I were talking yesterday about how we really anticipated a very slow, lean year when the implications of from COVID really started to look pretty serious back, late winter. And it's really been anything but.
Absolutely.
And one of the reasons I really wanted to talk to Greg, Greg has roots in the Marcel Big Fork area. When they started Edge of the Wilderness, it's actually in that Frontier Sports building that's right there in Marcel. You know, they really focused in that northern Minnesota area, and they've grown their brokerage to be the second largest real estate group in Itasca County, you know, based on very strong interest in those Northern Lakes properties. And, man, Greg, I didn't think any of those lake properties we'd be moving this year. I just thought, oh, shoot, who's going to be buying a vacation home, a lake home? When did you start to see that was not going to be the case?
Well, and you're right, Jesse. You know, we started out with the normal winter, and then with all the, you know, COVID scares, we really thought we were, you know, going to have to pull in and hunker down. And it was about when the ice left the lake, snow melted, we just all of a sudden started getting phone calls. And I think that needing to be or wanting to be out of these metro areas, kind of spread out, get away from people is what drove that desire to get up in the woods. You know, they couldn't travel. It's get a place on the lake, get a place in the woods and spend our time there and not be so congested. And it just took us totally by surprise.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, things have been more expensive. I mean, prices are up 12% August to August. I was just looking at the numbers. But is that there's less to choose from. There's less to buy. And I'm just curious what it was like for you. Did you have some people that they thought they were going to maybe list their property this year and they said, well, nope, we're going to hold on to the family compound for at least another year? Did you see some people reluctant to list their property?
Not really. I think it was kind of a normal listing cycle, and the norms where people typically have their cabin 15, 20 years, and then the cycle of, okay, the kids don't come up as much anymore, where it's time to sell, that normal process seemed to still hold true, and it was really the high influx of buyers that is what I noticed.
Okay.
So the trends to sell probably kind of stayed a little bit the same. And I think that's what drove that inventory down so fast this summer, throughout the summer. It's just unbelievable shortage right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, your son owns the Timberwolf Inn. And obviously, you know, a big part of their business, well, all of their business is hospitality, whether it's, you know, people in beds or people at the restaurant. How have they been able to kind of, in hospitality business in rural Minnesota, how have they been able to weather the storm?
It's surprisingly, I think they were kind of geared up for this same thought that we had, was that things were going to really be slow. Times were going to be tough. And then being that all those folks were coming up, looking for properties or coming to their existing cabins and homes, buying four-wheelers because they're spending time in the woods, they can't travel, that kind of overflowed into their business, and their takeout business went through the roof because of the COVID and limited seating. But they actually have had one of their better summers.
Really?
And cool. One of their best Julys ever. So they couldn't have predicted that either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's great that they're able to keep their employees. And Now, Mo, you've been in this business for a long time, and I'm wondering, you know, I guess I sort of thought this would be a year like, you know, when the recession started to hit in 08, 09. Are there any similarities, or could they not be farther apart?
I think they couldn't be farther apart. I think everything we thought was going to be just like that recession. And I was looking at statistics as well, and you know, you go back to 2011, where there's nearly 1,700 homes on the market, and I believe we were selling countywide about, you know, 400 to 500 homes, which was a 40-month inventory, and now we have 400 homes on the market and a three to four-month inventory. You know, time on market, or not time on market, but inventory supply.
So, Greg and Jesse, are people buying land, or is it strictly homes or cabins?
It's a variety. It really is. Folks are buying. We're seeing lake lots, and lake lots historically have always been a little lagging, a little slower, because it was always cheaper to buy an existing home rather than the premium it takes to build on a lake lot, put in the infrastructure. But this year, up in the northern part of the county, we saw lake lots that have been on the market probably for a couple years or better, finally selling. And so it's really been a variety. Some hunting land, lake lots, homes and cabins. It's a nice mix.
Yeah, that's a good question, John. I was just wondering what Mo would have to say about that. Because it you know, it seems like when we talk to our builders right now, they're minimum 1 year, 2 years out. And then, you know, the infrastructure too, like Greg had said, you know, getting that well in, getting the septic system in. And here we are, you know, halfway through September. There's not a lot of time to do a lot of these things too. So, and we're still seeing people quite interested in land. Those are always really fun showings too, where you're taking people from outside the area, tromping through grass in the woods, trying to,
yeah,
you know,
getting bit by bugs and stepping in swamps and
yeah,
the fun part.
You're listening to On the House. It's KAXE, KVXE. We've got Jesse Davis and Greg Anselmo joining us today, or Mo. And Jesse's from Move It Real Estate. Greg is from Edge of the Wilderness Real Estate. So tell us, do you guys have any stories of, like, how fast houses are going?
You first, Greg.
Jesse, you want to take that? Or you want me to? Okay. Yeah, they are. Some of these homes, if they're, I think the key is obviously to price them right, and then that can usually typically drive good, strong offers, potentially multiple offers. And it's what we've been seeing recently is, you know, under a week before an offer might come in on a home that comes on the market. So, and then the time to close is average 45 days, but because appraisers and inspectors and lenders are, and title companies are really bogged down, sometimes those waits have to be a little longer.
Yeah, and it there's at certain price points, it's almost impossible. You know, I'm going to be going on showings on Saturday, and we're looking for something that's on a lake is swimmable, that has nice sand shore, and they want to be under $250,000, and there is nothing out there right now for that. I think anything under $300,000, I mean, to me, that's just a lot of money, you know, but there's just nothing out there, and it's kind of crazy. But then I had some clients that wanted to be a little closer to the cities. They sold a property up here on Prairie Lake, and they're down on Pelican Lake. I mean, they bought a lot, and it was almost, I think, $450,000. So the prices are starting to get kind of crazy. And Greg, I'm wondering if you've seen some people that didn't really see themselves in Itasca County this year. You know, some people that maybe kind of noticed us for the first time.
Right. Yeah, I think we've always known, being residents of the county, what we had. Our clean waters were, you know, tied to that Laurentian divide, Continental divide, so our spring-fed lakes. But it's, you're right, it's that secret's kind of been let out of the bag, and word's gotten around. I think there's always been a portion of people that have come up year after year from Illinois, Indiana, these different states that knew what we had. But I think now it's, we're getting calls from people that are finding northern Minnesota, Arrowhead region, Itasca County as kind of the go-to, being that our infrastructure is, you know, internet, some of the big box stores, great restaurants and shops, and trail systems and ski, whether it be ski trails or ATV and snowmobile. There's so much to do here, so that information's getting out there on the information superhighway, and they're finding us. So it's bittersweet, I guess.
So Jesse and Mo, the real estate market is just like the stock market. Sometimes it's fantastic, sometimes it's poor. And in March, you were extremely worried about the real estate market, and now it's going great guns. You've gone from 1,700 homes to 400 homes. Is there a little worry out there about it taking a little bit of a down cycle once things settle down?
Oh, I think so. That's always in the back of my mind, is, and it's really dependent on our interest rates, whether they can keep those, let's say, under 5%, and the lending qualifications and their jobs. So it's, you know, I do worry about people's financial situations, and, you know, how long can people hold out not working? And, I have concerns about that. And so I do think we're going to see a slowdown, whether it's due to the winter months and that natural occurrence. But I think in the short-term year outlook, I think we're okay. I just think we have to be really pay a lot of attention to that, and just,
yeah,
kind of,
I am a little concerned about some volatility that will be coming from November's elections, but I also think some of the volatility that we've seen in this year in general has probably fueled some of the interest in Itasca County. So, you know, if we see people's hair on fire in November, they may bring in their burning scalps up to Itasca County to buy more of our land.
Right.
You know, it does, you know, it certainly does slow down, you know, over the holidays. You know, January is usually kind of a sleeper month. But you know, Greg's right that these interest rates that we've got right now that are just so low. I think back in June I had said it's cheaper now in 2020 to buy a $10,000 more expensive house than 2019, because you'll still save money with those interest rates. And then you've also got Freddie Mac, you know, Fannie and Freddie buy those mortgages from the lenders and kind of keep them flush with cash to make more loans. Well, Freddie has started in the last year plus buying seasonal cabins on the market. So that meant that someone that, you know, 4 years ago would have to get an in-house loan, 6.5%, 20% down. Now they can buy a seasonal cabin that maybe, you know, doesn't have a well or something like that, and they can get, you know, 3.5% interest. So there's definitely a lot of things out there still keeping it, getting secondary home viable. But, yeah, I think all of us in the industry are definitely furiously rubbing our crystal balls and trying to figure out what the heck's going to go on, you know, 1 month,
Absolutely.
2 months, 3 months from now.
Are you guys seeing that people are buying and leaving their home somewhere else, or is it their vacation place?
Boy, it's about a toss-up. I would say a lot of people are making the move. They're now able to maybe work from home. So I sold a cabin to some folks a couple years ago, and, you know, it's an older cabin sitting on the water's edge, not really geared for year-round. And now with the change in the last 6 months, they're actually able to work from home. So now they're looking for all, you know, keep their cabin, but then buy a permanent home and be able to work for their corporations right from their comforts of their living room. And so we're seeing that sell the house, whether it be in the metro, and move north and be able to wake up every day to what we do up here in the county.
Yeah, live the dream. But the other thing that I've seen is that people who would have just been weekend warriors coming up for the weekend, they're up for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And that's actually a really good boon for our area, because now instead of hitting the Costco or, you know, whatever down in the metro, they're shopping at our grocery stores. They're buying, you know, gas and provisions from our, you know, our local businesses. So that one of those crazy silver linings from this COVID is finding out just how much work can be done remotely, and just what a great investment our area has made in broadband internet. I mean, that's huge, and that's just one of the big things I've seen people that aren't familiar with the area be really pleasantly surprised with. It's just, you know, that we've got some of the fastest in some spots. Some we've got some really slow internet. There's still a lot of work to do, but in some spots, mm-hmm. we've got some of the fastest internet in the country, and that's just really cool.
And wouldn't you say, Jesse, that that's one of the top couple things that do come out of a buyer's conversation is, does it have internet, and can I work from home?
Yeah. Will my cell phone work?
Right.
So, you know, we haven't seen it. A ton of the Unabomber types that are like, I want to be where there's no cell phone coverage. You know, everyone definitely wants to stay connected. You know, a lot of people are trying to do a hybrid of working part-time or full-time from home. But that internet's come up so much more this year. And even people who are contractually obligated by their jobs to have a certain bandwidth, a certain speed. And if we don't have a minimum of 100 megabytes per second, they can't buy the house. So,
right.
You know, luckily, you know, we're continuing with the Blandon Foundation and other, you know, government grants, we're continuing to see, you know, more investment in rural broadband. I'm seeing the little orange flags all over, you know, where, you know, Paul Bunyan's really taken the torch and ran with it. But now other operators like Arvig, which is kind of the Marcel and Big Fork area, I'm seeing those flags where they're burying fiber down, you know, dirt roads everywhere. So I'm really hopeful that that's going to be good progress for Itasca County.
So
exactly right. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, of the sales you've had, are they still coming up here? Are you seeing any people that are just from the photos or videos purchasing?
Yeah, Mo, have you had any sight unseen purchases?
Yeah.
Not usually. A lot of times they might make it contingent. Maybe they want to get an offer in, but they, and we highly recommend, I think, getting, you know, boots on the ground, right. Get a look at the property before you know, the worst thing we could do is, you know, seal a deal and then to have something when they got to the property not meet their expectations. So we really try to not have that happen.
Yeah, I got in a bit of a bidding war and had an offer accepted and then another cash offer sight unseen came in as a backup offer, and that agent had said, man, I wish I would have, you know, I got this great cash offer, and it was higher than what ours was, sight unseen. And that agent asked, how's the slope to the lake shore? Is it pretty steep? I said, it kind of is. Oh, well, that wouldn't have worked for them. So, you know, that would have really put that seller of the house in a pickle. Oh, wow, this offer is so great. I'm going to accept it cash, you know, sight unseen. And then buyer comes up and says, oh, this isn't going to work for me. Sorry. You know, so,
right.
Yeah, that sight unseen makes me very nervous. But I hear stories of it.
You do. Yep.
So you've been listening to On the House. So what I'm hearing from you both, it's if you are thinking of selling or moving in the next couple of years, you might want to move that up right now. It's a good seller's market. Is that right?
It is. Yeah, it is a good time. I would encourage somebody that is planning on selling to, you know, prep their house, get it, you know, cleaned up around the yard, those types of things, you know, fix the, you know, the loose trim and, you know, and have an agent come out and, you know, give you some tips and can explain the market a little bit and then take advantage of the market the way it is right now. Because who knows, you know, it is hard to tell what things may be in 6 months. And
yeah. One. Next week, I've got two different folks that I'm working with who are going to be listing their homes. Not exactly sure when. They need to do some other work. But I've got our photographer going over there to take pictures now. Because probably the best time to list your property is in, you know, March. You know, people are got cabin fever. They're ready to move. You know, they've been cooped up in their house all winter. And then you get pictures and there's icicles and everything just looks like crap. You know, even if you're not exactly sure if or when, talk to an agent or even just take some decent pictures outside when you've still got flowers, when there's still, you know, green grass, leaves on the trees, just so people can see what your house looks like in, you know, when we don't have snow on the ground.
Because we do sell homes in January, February, March with snow on the ground. Like what Jesse said, is if there's some pictures they can look at, sand beach or mowed grass, nice summer pictures that they'll sell in the winter.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you guys, we've run out of time, but thank you so much. What an interesting conversation. I hope you at some point can get some sleep. That's Jesse Davis from Move It Real Estate, as well as Greg Anselmo from Wilderness, Edge of the Wilderness Real Estate. And if you need more information, you can contact us at 800-662-5799. Thanks so much for your time.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, John. Thanks, Greg.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Son of the sun, son of the earth, the soul of life, children of the world, daughters of starlight, daughters of mirth.